Today, a Senate bill takes direct aim at the 14th Amendment. A Justice Department subpoena tests whether reporters can still protect their sources, and a murder investigation confirms what everyone already suspected. The line between federal policing and fatal error is getting razor thin, and it keeps getting crossed. Let's start with the Constitution and the very particular way it's being challenged today. Senator Eric Schmidt of Missouri has introduced a bill to end birthright citizenship for the children of foreign diplomats and visa overstayers. On its surface, this looks like a narrow technical fix. But it is anything but. The 14th Amendment has been settled law since 1898, when the Supreme Court ruled in Wong Kim Ark that anyone born on U.S. soil is a citizen, with the single exception of children of foreign diplomats, people who, because of diplomatic immunity, are not fully subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. Schmidt's bill doesn't just exploit that exception, it expands it, effectively creating a whole new class of children who would be denied citizenship. The Supreme Court already blocked President Trump's broader executive order on birthright citizenship just last month. This bill is a legislative end run around that ruling, designed to force the courts to decide just how far Congress can push the 14th Amendment. The answer, one way or another, will shape what citizenship means in this country for generations. Then there's the New York Times and a subpoena fight that feels like a flashback to another era. Except it's happening right now. The Justice Department subpoenaed three Times reporters, demanding they reveal their sources for a story about security defects in the new Air Force One, a plane gifted by Qatar. The Times has filed a motion to quash the subpoenas, and the case will now test whether the First Amendment still protects reporter source confidentiality after Attorney General Pam Bondi rescinded the Justice Department's own guidelines protecting journalists' records back in April 2025. This is not a generic leak investigation. This is the Trump administration using federal subpoena power to hunt down the people who told the press about problems with a presidential aircraft. If the courts allow the subpoenas to stand, the message to every potential whistleblower on military readiness, on corruption, on anything, will be clear. Talk to a reporter, and the government will come for you. Across the country, the immigration crackdown is leaving a trail of bodies and broken systems. The administration's deportation plan, combined with the termination of temporary protected status for Haiti and other nations, could remove 274,000 immigrant direct care workers, the people who bathe dementia patients, feed the elderly, and keep disabled adults out of institutions. These workers earn a median of $16.87 an hour. They are not low-skilled. They are the backbone of American elder care. And the Supreme Court's June ruling in Mullins v. Doe sealed off judicial review of TPS terminations, giving the administration unchecked power to hollow out the caregiving system. Every deportation of a care worker means an older or disabled American goes without help. Meanwhile, President Trump personally overruled his own immigration agency's temporary suspension of vehicle stops after two fatal shootings in less than a week. The latest victim identified in an unsealed FBI warrant, Lorenzo Salgado Araujo, a 50-year-old Mexican immigrant and father of three U.S. citizen sons. ICE agents pulled him over in Houston after claiming they saw a white plastic-wrapped brick in his van that they believed was narcotics. The warrant itself states the substance was consistent with table salt. No drugs were found. But during that traffic stop, an ICE officer shot and killed him. He was the third person killed during an ICE enforcement action in a single week. and the House is moving a $95 billion reconciliation package that bundles Iran war funding, farm subsidies, and strict voter ID requirements into one bill that can pass the Senate with just 51 votes, bypassing the filibuster and normal committee scrutiny. The SAVE Act would require every citizen to present a passport or birth certificate just to register to vote. The Brennan Center estimates that 21.3 million eligible Americans do not have such documents readily available. The bill solves a problem, non-citizen voting, that studies show occurs at a rate below 0.001%. Its real effect would be mass disenfranchisement. Closer to home, residents in South Avon, Mississippi, are suing Elon Musk's XAI and SpaceX over deafening noise from gas turbines powering a new data center. The mayor's advice: sell your house and leave. That's the cost of doing business when local zoning rules get bypassed, and in a sign of how differently the world regulates big tech, the European Commission ordered Google to open up Android and its search data to rival AI companies by 2027. In the United States, no such mandate exists, so American consumers remain stuck inside Google's AI ecosystem, with no right to choose a different assistant or demand access to the data that trains its competitors. This is not just one day's news. Project 2025 is a living document, and we track every piece of it. So far, we've read and reframed 147 of its actions, and we've mapped 1,266 distinct actions across the whole arc. The watch is constant. Next week, the Senate will likely take up the Save America Act. Todd Blanche's confirmation as Attorney General hinges on two undecided Republican senators, Cornyn and Tillis, a vote that will test whether the Senate can still demand any independence from the Justice Department, and the Times will argue its motion to quash in federal court, setting the stage for a ruling that could define press freedom for the rest of this presidency. That's the day. We'll be back tomorrow. Stay steady.